The Park City Council on Thursday will hold a budget pre-meeting. It's the first time, according to City Manager Diane Foster, the city's done that. Foster says it's because the budget is looking a little thinner than in years past. She says while the community is still well-funded, due to some tax adjustments, there's less money in city coffers.
Last year, we figured out that some of the county businesses at Kimball Junction were actually paying sales tax to the city, so we went to the tax commission, and council directed us not only to do that, but also then to give the county the clawback, so 90 days refund on that, and also the Montage tax appeal has affected us.
One of the reasons city staff is bringing this item before city council is to ask some other questions about high-level budgetary items. One of those, says Foster, is council and mayoral compensation, which was reviewed by a Blue Ribbon Commission earlier this year.
When that went to city council initially, there was feedback that went from, hey, and you know, we should, you know, staff's recommendation is that we should go ahead and do the pay increase. However, some of the council members said, well, you know, I signed up for this pay, so maybe we should do it after I'm out of term, or maybe we should stagger putting that in. If we know that now, then what they want to do now, then we can make budget adjustments before May 5th.
Also, there are budget variations the city has to consider due to the Affordable Health Care Act. Foster says, however, they've been planning for those changes. Another significant budgetary item could be lost tax revenue in the event that Vail Resorts prevails over Park City Mountain Resort and the resort either doesn't operate or operates on a much smaller basis.
We have actually, as part of our administrative policies manual, a plan. It's a recession plan. So when the recession we went into play, we actually put that into place. If it was a situation where the resort either closed or opened up as a 300-acre terrain park, what would that look like and how would the city respond? So we are prepared.
The sales tax revenue could be affected depending upon where ticket sales, if Vail were to take over, are registered, the city or the county, or even worse, being that Epic Pass sales are registered out of Colorado.
The first thing you'd be seeing is the budget staff and I going back down to the tax commission. Last year we went to say, please take this money that belongs to the county and give it to them. And this year we'd be saying, we'd be going down to the tax commission and having an argument about where those services are being delivered. We would go and have a discussion with the tax commission about that.
Foster says the city would fight against that loss of tax revenue.
That would be our argument, is that it would be where the services are being delivered. So we would definitely want to have that conversation with the tax commission if that were the case. And, you know, at the end of the day, the city's done a bunch of work and we're prepared for eventualities. We, you know, we hope that the parties are able to resolve it amicably.
That's Diane Foster. Ultimately, she says she doesn't know how much revenue could be lost to the city. It would vary depending upon the scenarios that play out in the Vail versus Park City Mountain Resort battle. I'm Lynn Ware-Peak, KPCW News.